All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus. Let me say it, everybody, in the Rumble chat tonight. Let me see, man, it is scrolling. It is getting, putting a lot of people coming on in a hurry. It's moving so fast. Let me get it to stop. There we go. Big Scott 1 is on. Nitsua 99 is on. Mr. Cool Dude is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Ian Mark is on. Judy Anita is on. Greg Nine-Mon is on. Mike Griffith is on. Nate Dad 1 is on. Veronica 18201 is on. Golf Master 1 is on. Big Scott, oh, I got Big Scott. Same again. Big Scott 1 is on. JGCK is on. Let me see here. General Plowman is on. Gucci Buckeye is on. Guitar Glenn is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Sheila K is on. Salty Gonads is on. Lady Vu is on. Let me see here. My Favorite Show is on. PJ Wiles is on. Motorcycle is on. There's one of my favorites. Phil McCracken is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. LA 106 Times is on. Richard Perry is on. Supergirl is on. USA Abbey Girl is on. Arcadia Angel is on. Sexy Pony is on. Ever Eden is on. Lexi Dog is on. Robin Aroni is on. Let me see here. K4 VMS is on. Alpha Acres is on. Blade Runner is on. Let me see here. Magdalene DeMarco is on. There we go. Long one. Milwaukee James is on. Let me grab one or two more here. Scrolling down. Alligator Alcatraz is on. Those Jesus People is on. Let me grab one more. Mobetta 01 is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. Now let's go through the shutdown here real quick. Nothing much has happened today. Oh, by the way, how's everybody been? You made it? Everybody surviving the federal government shutdown?
Doing great.
Yeah, Aaron's doing great. I'm assuming that everybody's doing just fine. Since everything that shuts down has nothing to do with you, never has, never will, the only thing that's bad is the military's not receiving paychecks, which, by the way, that could all be fixed in a day because you just put in a line item bill and put it through the House right now. And then make everybody, that would be the greatest thing. I don't understand why Republicans aren't dirty dogs in the street, because that's what you do. Is you just put a one-item bill right through there, right now. Because 70% of the federal government is still operational and fully funded. Everybody knows that, right? This government shutdown. Notice how it only affects 760,000 federal employees. And you're probably thinking, why do we even have 760,000 federal employees? Agreed, outside of the military. Agreed, 100%. ATF needs to be gone. FBI needs to be gone. A myriad. I should have a list of the three-letter agencies that all should be gone, federal law enforcement or otherwise. But only 760,000 federal employees are now eligible to be furloughed or fired, or are furloughed and fired, out of 4 million, just so everybody knows. So 70% of the federal government is still fully funded and fully operational during a shutdown. So if you want to fund the military, simply put in a single line item bill into the Congress today. Why isn't Mike Johnson doing that? And make every Democrat vote against paying our soldiers. That's what you would do. That's what I would do. That's what Will would do. That's what Aaron would do. That's what all of you watching would do. You know that's what you would do. Why doesn't Mike Johnson do that? Because Mike Johnson is actually a Democrat. But Tommy's saying all the right things right now. First of all, really? Are you sure he is? Because if you look at some backdoor stuff with Mike Johnson when he's kind of on a hidden mic, but a mic that's turned on, you don't know about, whatever.
Hot mic.
Hot mic. Thank you, Aaron. Hot mic. It's not this. You catch these people when they don't know that they're actually being recorded or can be heard. It's a little different. And Mike Johnson, who loves to fund all the Biden prerogatives, please, okay? So, it makes sense. He's only a Republican now and going to UFC matches with Donald Trump for political survival. To his credit, though, he is one of the very few that has not become rich as a result of the office that he holds. So, it's like always with people, it's always a percentage basis. But anyway, that's just so everybody knows, this is not a shutdown at all. 70% of the government is fully funded and fully operational. And if you notice, that never helps you either. And by the way, it doesn't hurt you when 30% of it's gone. Because the federal government is nothing more than, Democratic Party funded NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats that hire Democratic Party law firms and contribute to Democratic Party campaigns. That's it. Well, Tom, you're telling me that's why we're $37 trillion in debt? Yes. But what about the circumcisions in Mozambique? Well, those are provided by Democratic Party NGOs that are fully staffed by Democrats. This is a case in point. So we're giving, you know, giving $50 million, because that's what it was for circumcisions in Mozambique. And remember, it was the same thing for Gaza, $50 million worth of condoms for Gaza. Remember that? Well, how many condoms do you think actually got there, and how many circumcisions in a Muslim country do you think are actually going to happen? None. But what happens is they give $50 million to the NGO, whatever it may be. Let's just call it Arab Aid. So Arab Aid for circumcisions in Mozambique receives $50 million. Well, they pay themselves $49,999,000 to disseminate $1,000. That's what they do. You're like, Tom, you're exaggerating. No, I'm not. That's exactly how it works. Same thing with the Clinton Foundation. Clinton Foundation would raise $36 million a year, give away $5 million, and pay themselves $31 million to give away $5 million. That's exact as an NGO. That's Clinton Foundation's an NGO. So explain to me how, I mean, why are we $37 trillion in debt? That's why. I actually calculate, see where the money's going. Well, Tom, there's a $21 million black hole, $21 trillion black hole in the Pentagon. Yeah, those are Pentagon-funded NGOs. CIA cut out NGOs. That's what it is. And really, that's all it is. It's Democrats and willing Republicans, rhino Republicans, enriching themselves via our tax dollars. I mean, you look at it now, you're looking at what's happening around the world with these billionaires. You have Larry Ellison buying TikTok. Well, let's look at how did he become a billionaire? I don't know. Did he become a billionaire via government subsidy? That's what we need. Same with J.B. Pritzker. Are we actually enriching our political opponents via our tax dollars? Unbeknownst to us as unwilling partners. And we're not even a partner because we get no benefits of their enrichment. All right. So the shutdown here, this is Stephen L. Miller video. And this is the video that a lot of people are talking about. This is from the debate actually occurred in late 2019. But this is for the 2020 campaign. These are all the Democrats running. And on the stage, you'll see Eric Swallows, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, Kristen Gillibrand, Michael Bennett, and Marianne Williamson are all on the stage. Now, what Democrats are saying right now is that they are not shutting down the government so that you and I have to pay for health care for illegals via Medicaid or Medicare. That's what they're saying, that you know, because they're being accused, even though they want to add, for some strange reason, they want to add $1.3 trillion to a clean CR, because that's what it is. To Mike Johnson's credit, he's telling the truth. It is a clean CR. Republicans haven't added anything to the current budget or taken anything away from the current budget, the budget that the Democrats signed earlier this summer. Everybody remembers that was the big, beautiful bill that Chuck Schumer signed on to. So there's been nothing added and nothing subtracted. So basically, it's just another continuing resolution, which, by the way, the big, beautiful bill is not good. And it adds $2 trillion worth of debt to our current debt. But anyway, we'll just put all that aside for just a minute, because we're just going to expose the lies of the Democratic Party, which they're all liars who lie and lie about the lies. So they're saying that they're not shutting down the government so that illegals can get health care, government funded health care. That's what they're saying. But look how they all voted not 5 years ago. Play for me.
A lot of you have been talking tonight about these government health care plans that you've proposed in one form or another. This is a show of hands question, and hold them up for a moment so people can see. Raise your hand if your government plan would provide coverage for undocumented immigrants.
So you have like Bernie Sanders right now, who will swear up and down as a current member of the Senate, who caucuses with the Democrats, of course, and Gillibrand is also a current member of the Senate. You'll have them swear up and down right now that they're not shutting down the government to give health care to illegals via Medicaid. They'll swear up and down, but all of them voted for. All of them put their hand in the air. Yes, it was their own health care plans that they and their staff had written would include full funding for illegal alien health care. And now they're saying they're not holding it up, even though they're funding it to the tune of $1.3 trillion additional spending onto the clean CR. Imagine being that disingenuous. And from the pregame, you have AOC saying that if this current bill gets passed, this clean CR that passed already a couple months ago, and by the way, it passed in March too. You had the CR passed right, not in March, but right when Trump took office, before March. And then you had the big, beautiful bill in July. And now you have this, which is a continuing resolution. It's all the same thing. So nothing has even changed, and it's all Biden era spending, which drives me crazy. But again, if I list into that, then that's another 30-minute conversation about the gutless Republicans. But anyway, so AOC says, you know, when in the pregame, we had her with her mustache and sombrero on, that kids will be dying. Now, who is inciting the violent rhetoric when you are accusing, just like Bernie Sanders said, that people are going to die if Republicans pass their Medicaid package right before Steve Scalise was shot? And when the shooter said, why? And when he was asked, why did you shoot Steve Scalise? Because his Medicaid package was going to kill people. That's what he did. That's what he said. There you go. So here you have AOC saying kids are going to die. Aaron, if you could find all the kids that have died so far under this CR.
None.
Because it's right. Okay, so we've had this continue. By the way, Biden era spending. So basically, just so everybody knows, there's been some adjustments here and there. You're like, well, didn't they cancel USAID? Well, they canceled USAID, but not its funding.
Yep.
It's all gone now to the State Department, which is run by basically the CIA. I mean, just so everybody knows. But anyway, but I digress. So this is exactly the same budget, just so everybody knows, for healthcare for everybody. And the only people that have actually defunded any healthcare whatsoever has been Democrats defunding rural hospitals because they're trying to get back at red states. Just like Joe Biden did with monoclonal therapies. Because with monoclonal therapies, remember that during COVID, one of the things that actually worked, he was withholding monoclonal therapies from red states because you had the reversal. When do you have a cold outbreak, i.e. COVID? When do you have a cold outbreak in Florida? You have a cold outbreak in Florida during the warm months, right? Because everybody is pushed inside and they give it to each other. And when do you have a cold outbreak in northern months, in the north? What months in the north do you have a cold outbreak? In the cold months, right? So you want the monoclonal therapies where? You want them in the south during the summer, and you want them in the north during the winter. Joe Biden was making it so you couldn't get them in the south during the summer because he wanted to make sure that there was no racial disparity in where these monoclonal therapies are being handed out. So people died because of that, including people in his own districts, according if you believe that people died of COVID. So anyway, there you go. It's the exact same thing here. Well, they closed down rural hospitals just to get back at Republicans. Some people died, including people in their own constituencies. But I digress. So where are all these kids that have died? Because it's the exact same spending at Medicaid and Medicare as it's been over the last 4 years. Where are all the dead bodies? Just like I asked during COVID, over 5 years, 15 days to flatten the curve. I was always asking, where are all the bodies? I mean, here I am. I'm living in allegedly the one of the most apt areas to have a lot of victimization from COVID, right? Right here where there's a lot of elder people in Southwest Florida. And there's no bodies on the road, Aaron. There's no bodies on the road, Will. No bodies. Wow. There's nothing. So I'm asking AOC, just like I'm always asking, there's allegedly a transgender genocide that's being perpetrated by people like me, white supremacist terrorists. I'm just, where are all the bodies? I'm just curious. Where are they exactly? Because here you have AOC claiming kids are dying because of this. Really, where? Exactly where? So how are the kids going to die when Medicaid cannot be used for illegal health care? What kids are going to die? Because she just said that, and I don't mean to get overly theoretical with these things, but I honestly cannot help myself. So they're telling us, get this, Aaron, get this, Will. So they're telling us, get this, everybody who's watching, they're telling us that not one illegal has received any money from Medicaid because it's illegal for them to get it. It's illegal for the illegal to get it. That's what we keep getting told. But yet, if they don't get it, kids are going to die. Can you make that make sense? So if they're not getting it, then how are the kids that are not getting it going to die by not getting it? And this is what it means to be, if you're watching this right now and you're a Democrat, this is what it means to be a Democrat in 2025, to be completely nonsensical and asinine in all of your arguments. And not to mention, you can't prove that any kid has ever died. There's no bodies. Nobody's dying. We have, you know, we have the same amount of people die every year. 1.1 to 1.2 million Americans die every single year. Leading cause of death is pneumonia and heart disease. That's it. Just so everybody knows. And nothing has changed. And no more kids are dying. Where are all the only kids that die are ones that die in the back of semi-trucks that AOC is trying to import into the country from heat exhaustion. And here's what you do with Democrats, because I was, you know, watching the interview with Scott Jenkins on Caitlin Collins' show, and you have him versus a Democrat. Ask both Democrats, because obviously Caitlin Collins is nothing but a Goebbels Democrat. So ask them, ask every Democrat, just like you ask every Muslim, does Israel have the right to exist? Ask them. Put them on the spot. Then they'll have to tell you. The same thing here. Ask the Democrat. Okay, you're saying right now that you're not for Medicaid funding illegal health care. All right, no problem. Do you want it to? Put them on the spot, because when they were put on the spot, all 10 of them raised their hand. That's what you do. And just again, the assumption that they can't get health care, first of all, then where are all the dead bodies? Because Joe Biden let in somewhere between 15 and 25 million. We know that. And there would be an awful lot of dead bodies. The only dead bodies were those that were actually on the border caused by the Biden border policies that died in transit. Those are the only ones that actually died. Where you find dead bodies, you'll find Democratic Party policies, i.e. Democratic Party cities. But anyway, so they say that they can't get this health care, right? They can't get it. Well, first of all, then there'd be a lot of bodies. Second of all, you can always get health care in America because they can just go to an emergency room. And that's not counted against Medicaid, even though it's charged to Medicaid. Whoops. Yeah, it's not counted because, you know, it's just, again, there's too many hoops that have to be crossed, so it's not counted. So they still get free health care that ends up being funded through a myriad of government agencies, but not called Medicaid, that are funded by Medicaid. So they get all of that regardless. And again, where you have the example of Medi-Cal, isn't that funny how the demons always reveal themselves? Where you have Medi-Cal that's now been canceled out of the state of California by the genius Gavin Newsom, who fully funded it in 2022 and has now canceled it for all intents and purposes in 2025. Well, what changed? Donald Trump removed the money for illegals from Medi-Cal. Because Medi-Cal was funded by Medicaid, but the people receiving it didn't receive Medicaid money. They received Medi-Cal money that was funded by Medicaid, so the Democrats can say they're receiving no Medicaid money. It's all a joke. It's all a lie. And that's just what it means to be a Democrat. And Chuck Schumer knows that when he's running away in the elevator when he's being accused of funding illegal health care via Medicaid. He knows that, yeah, you know what? Nobody actually received a check from Medicaid. They received checks from NGOs funded or other government agencies funded by Medicaid. It's all a joke. It's all a freaking lie. And most Republicans are the exact same way. Yes, I'm a die-to-the-wall Republican because of the platform, not because of the politicians. All right, let's switch up here. Let's do some border stuff here. Gunther Eagleman video breaking. The White House has just declared an active armed conflict with foreign drug cartels. Play it for me.
Breaking moments ago, the Trump administration says it is now engaged in, quote, armed conflict with drug cartels. That's according to a memo to Congress that was obtained by Fox News. Our Peter Ducey has got more on the breaking news live from the White House. Peter, I assume this is in response to the criticisms that have been leveled at the president for taking out those drug busts.
Yes, and John, those criticisms come from Democratic lawmakers who say they are concerned that these cartel members, cartel drug boat captains, are not getting due process before a bomb drops on their head. President Trump and his team do not seem moved one bit by that, and so they drafted this memo making this official to Congress. Part of it says, based upon the cumulative effects of these hostile acts against the citizens and interests of the United States and friendly foreign nations, the president is determined that the United States is in a non-international armed conflict with these designated terrorist organizations. The president directed the Department of War to conduct operations against them pursuant to the law of armed conflict. And the president just talked about this week.
If you try to poison our people, we will blow you out of existence, because that's the only language they really understand. That's why you don't see any more boats on the ocean. You don't see any boats around Venezuela. There's nothing.
And it's not just Venezuela. The president's team is putting out the word that cartels throughout the Caribbean are now on notice.
We in the UN Security Council just took action yesterday on the gangs that have taken over Haiti right off.
So for years and years and years, the war on drugs, right? The war on drugs. What are we going to do? And remember, we can't fix the border because we need comprehensive border reform. We need to have a committee to decide when to have another committee to decide when that committee, the original committee, is going to meet. And then that committee is going to decide when to schedule future committee meetings. And that's all that ever happens. Nothing ever changes until Trump comes around. You're like, Tom, you've been critical of Trump. Of course I have. I'm not a sycophant. I don't worship people. But so until Trump comes around, nothing ever gets solved. And now nobody's coming through the southern border. And by the way, you can look at me right now. I mean, nobody. It's 96% closed, if not more than that. 96%. You know how he accomplished it? How did he accomplish? It's very, very complex. This is how he accomplished closing the border. He closed the border. That's it. And now suddenly the Caribbean is free of drug running boats. For the first time in my life, 57 years on Earth, the Caribbean is free of drug boats. Why? Because they're going to be blown out of existence if they show up on the water. And what does it mean to be a Democrat in 2025? That you want people who are running fentanyl into the country to receive due process. How do you receive due process when you're not in the United States? That's what it means to be a Democrat in 2025. So, and what is the difference between blowing that drug running boat where you can actually see the packages of fentanyl, blowing them out of existence, killing three or four people, and Barack Obama's killing of thousands via drone strikes? And never, not a peep. Not a peep from the Democrats. Just like we never heard from the Democrats about Epstein until Trump was in office. Not a peep. And now suddenly they care about due process for Venezuelan fentanyl runners who are Tren de Aragua?
Obama got a Nobel Peace Prize.
Oh, that's right. Thank you for reminding me, Aaron. Yeah. That's right. Obama got a Peace Prize for killing thousands of people with drone strikes, including two Americans. And what about their due process, which I never heard a Democrat argue for? Mm-mm. He killed two Americans with his drone strikes. And not one Democrat argued for their due process, but are arguing for Juan and Carlos, who got blown up in the middle of the freaking Caribbean. Or Gulf of America, on international waters. You don't have due process. And by the way, they were already designated what? A foreign terrorist organization, giving him executive power to blow them out of existence, which he's done. And to be a Democrat in 2025, you're arguing for fentanyl to come into the country. You're arguing for fentanyl dealers and fentanyl traffickers and human traffickers to receive their due process. You don't receive due process unless you're subject to the jurisdiction therein, which means you're a citizen of the United States of America. Otherwise, what kind of due process do you get, Aaron? There you go. None.
None.
You get nothing.
See ya.
You don't get anything. You get a hearing where we decide where to deport you. Not if to deport you, not when to deport you, but where to deport you. That's it. That's your due process, which isn't even due process because you don't get due process As an illegal. Give me an illegal, Aaron.
Illegal.
There you go. And I'm going to show you this one. Guthrie Eagleman video. Oh, maybe I'm on the wrong one. Yeah, I'm the wrong one. Dissident media, that's where I'm at, right? All right, police in Pueblo, Colorado, adopted an incredibly effective new deportation technique to help combat the invasion of illegals. Now watch for the gun. Play for me.
You want me to hit him? He's going to that car. I'm
going to
hit him.
Picture, guys, when you can. Just the one at the end. So I just want to go over this with everybody. First of all, that's an illegal. And if you're a Democrat, you want to keep that guy in the country. And what else do you want him to receive? His due process rights, right? Okay, just so everybody knows, use of force. Is this justified? There's lots of lefties. Oh, this is not justified. So let's just go over the use of force matrix, shall we, for all law enforcement? Well, Tom, how in the world would you know? I don't know, 25 years of doing it. So when do you have the right to use lethal force? If there is a threat to you or anybody else, all right? A deadly threat to you or anybody else. The threat of deadly force to you or anybody else. Where is he running to? He's running to an occupied office center. So that right there is perfectly justified. The officer did exactly what he has to do. Because if he tried to get out and foot pursue him or try to hit him with his 9mm, by the time he gets out of his car, it's a 50, 60 yard shot with a 9mm, low percentage. Because he's not trained by the CAI, and I mean AI, Tyler Robinson. So anyway, so this is perfectly justified. And by the way, this is how you eradicate illegals with guns. And if you're a Democrat in 2025, you want that guy in the country. You want him alive and you want him with the gun. And you want him to terrorize United States citizens. And that's exactly how Democrats need to be spoken to. Don't no more, you know, backing off. Well, I didn't say everybody coming into the country is rapists. Screw them. You don't need to back off your rhetoric. You say to Democrats, you want rapists in the country. You want murderers in the country because your record says so. Joe Biden imported 30,000 murderers and rapists into the country that we know of. That doesn't count gotaways, and that doesn't count the ones we don't even know that came across the border. All right, let's go to the next one. MAGA Army video, shocking update and a jaw-dropping revelation. AG Pambandi has expressed a DOJ probe, has exposed a DOJ probe that confirms the Biden administration supported child sex trafficking networks, which we've already shown you on this show. What are those child sex trafficking networks? Can we name a couple? One of them is Jewish Family Services, and the other one is Catholic Family Services. Well, then who's right, Tom? The Jews or the Catholics? First of all, I'm not even talking about Jews or Catholics. I'm talking about these NGOs that have their names on them. Funneling $7 million to a smuggler who raked in $18 million by illegally bringing kids across the U.S. border. Play it for me.
Just this week, Joint Task Force Alpha took four major enforcement actions. Right here in Tampa, we unsealed the indictment charging 12 defendants operating a massive illegal smuggling ring. The defendants engaged in a conspiracy to bring illegal aliens from Cuba to the U.S. for profit. They coached their clients, including children who came to airports alone, came to our country alone, were put on planes for connecting flights, lied to Border Patrol agents due to coaching and law enforcement. They charged up to $40,000 per victim. They used Zelle to transfer over $7 million over the course of this scheme, and I believe had profits, cash of over $18 million.
This is why you call Democrats that which they are. You, Democrat, are a child sex trafficker. They knew this was going on and chose to do nothing about it. Oh, how could you say that, Tom? Well, you saw the questioning. I mean, you saw the questioning on Capitol Hill, whether it was Mayorkas or Javier Becerra. Remember Javier Baccaria, whichever one it was. Hey, guys, Javier or Alejandro Mayorkas. Hey, where are the 400,000 kids that we can't find? There they are at $40,000 a pop being farmed out for sex trafficking for the rest of their life. And by the way, most of them are probably dead or have been already trafficked off to Scandinavia somewhere. There you go. That's what it means to be a Democrat. That is the back end of your border policies right there, because this was all part of their parole process where you could apply for parole inside the United States without actually going through the immigration process. Which, why would you ever bother to go through the immigration process when you just simply cross the southern border anyway? But they, regardless, you could pay a price from overseas, which of course would fund Democratic Party, what? NGOs. And you could just pay your way into the country via Joe Biden, as well as all the other people that he gave parole to, just automatic parole here in the United States. And then, by the way, what they do is they give them that parole and deem all the illegals as legal. And then you give all of the Democratic Party politicians the ability to say that they're legal, because even though they entered illegally and are in fact illegal citizens, you just deem them to be legal. It's just like 44% drop off in crime. Well, because 44% of agencies are no longer reporting. So, boy, look at the drop off in crime. It's just like we're not funding one single illegal alien to receive Medicaid funded health care. No, they're not receiving it from Medicaid itself. They're receiving it from the NGO funded by Medicaid. See, this is all, it's all a lie. And look at the victims. Look at the victims. Little kids being sex trafficked. I mean, does everybody think of this? That's what it means. That's who you are as a Democrat. We don't do this on the right. We don't do it. Now, a lot of Republicans are gutless cowards and won't do anything about it because they're afraid they'll be called racist, but or whatever other name the Democrats want to call them. But we don't do this. You won't find one policy where we ever do this. We don't do it. You do it. You do it. Understand who you are as a Democrat. That's why I launched the show with this in the pregame. Alan Dershowitz just completely denouncing and exiting the Democratic Party. He's still pro-choice, but he can't take this. He can't stand on the side of people who don't want drug smugglers driving a speedboat full of fentanyl. He doesn't want them allowed in the country. He doesn't want to be part of a party that doesn't want them blown out of the water, that wants these people to receive due process. What about the poor kids? He knows that. So he doesn't want to be a part of it anymore. You can't blame him. I mean, that if you're a Democrat right now, what exactly are you about? What are you for? You're about butchering the unborn. 2 million a year inside the United States, 41 million worldwide every year. You're for the lopping off of penises, testicles, and breasts of 12-year-olds. That's what you are. Mass exorbitant government spending. I know not much different than the Republicans, but still different than the Republicans. $1.3 trillion more than the Republicans want to spend. And we're already $37 trillion. That's what you are as a Democrat, as well as you're a sex trafficker and you're an importer of rapists and murderers through the southern border. That's who you are as a Democrat. That's what you are. You're for lawlessness. And then all the while claiming that law, that you're for lawlessness, all the while claiming that your crime rates are going down. And if we all find out that all those crime rates have been manipulated via false statistical data, i.e. D.C., Mariel Bowser. Why is she not in prison for that, by the way? All right, let's go to the next one. The Gateway Pundit tweet. Sean Duffy torches Gavin Newsom's silence. California issued, one state issued, 25% of all non-domiciled CDLs illegally. Fix it or lose federal funding. Now, before we do this, I want to give this context because here is one of, you can go to the next one for me, Ryan video. Here is one of the CDL drivers that Gavin Newsom gave a license to. Play it for me. Not sped up, not manipulated, just simply the dash cam video. And Gavin Newsom gave that man his CDL, as well as 25% of all illegal CDLs in the country. So these are all illegals giving CDLs to murder Americans. We saw it right in America. We saw it right here in Florida, where the guy did the U-turn, killing the family of three. Right there, that's a fatal crash. The person driving that car is dead, of course. There's no way to survive that sort of crash when you have a semi hitting another semi at about 120 miles an hour. I mean about 100 miles an hour. Because he can't read a speed limit sign, because in order to get a CDL, you have to be able to speak English and understand signs. The guy who killed the family of three in Florida, he got 3 out of 14 questions right, and they passed him. And he got a CDL from where? California. And he drove across the state and blessed us with his homicide. Yeah. And so whenever you want to find a Democrat, again, find the dead bodies and the lies, the liars and the liars who lie about their lies. That's how you'll find a Democrat. That's all they do is kill people. That's basically all they do is sex traffic, kill people, and cause Americans to be victimized. Whether it's victimized economically, socially, or literally, or physically, they cause people to be victimized. That's what it means to be a Democrat. It really does. Because the person, to get a CDL, you have to understand English, you have to understand signs, you have to do, and Gavin Newsom doesn't care, because if he took a stand and said, you know, You can't have a CDL because you can't speak English. Oh, man, you're xenophobic. And the worst thing in the world for any Democrat and spineless worm Republicans and our church pastors is to be called a name. You're a works-based preacher. You lack compassion and love. Oh, gosh, well, let me not preach the Bible, because according to you, preaching the Bible is lacking love, even though the Bible is Jesus. Jesus is God and God is love. That's how much sense it makes. And they're so scared. Every one of them, whether it's Keir Starmer who covered up for low IQ, inbred Pakistani rapist for 15 years as the CPU director inside of Great Britain, covering up the rapes of 12 to 16 year old girls by illegal, inbred, low IQ Pakistanis. That's exactly what he did. And he knows that's what he did. That's why now he's calling for a two-state solution. You're like, well, Tom, what side are you on then? Because he's calling for a two-state solution, which is against Israel. And you've kind of been like pseudo against Israel. I've never been against Israel. I'm about truth. What's the truth about Israel? Well, whose side do you go on then? The people on the two-state solution or hardcore Israel? Hardcore two-state, hardcore Israel. Israel's always right. And if you don't bless Israel, you're going to be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. It's not a Bible verse. What side do you choose? Can anybody guess what side you choose? Neither. That's what side you choose. It has nothing to do with us, so I don't involve myself in it. All right, go to the next one. Post-millennial tweet. We're at still at the border. Somali woman charged in multi-million-dollar autism fraud scheme in Tampon Tim Walz's Minnesota. And by the way, Tampon Tim has been the worst. All of the multi-million, I'm talking about tens or hundreds of millions of dollars worth of COVID fraud all occurred in Minnesota. Under Tampon Timmy, because Tampon Timmy doesn't want to look at the books. He wants to make sure he has feminine products and male bathrooms. That's what Tampon Timmy is all about. Because he himself is so effeminate, he probably jams one up his rectum every night just to show his allegiance to the trans community. So, I mean, here you go. Here's another one. And again, if you're a Democrat, you want to keep this Somali woman in the country so she can do another multi-million-dollar autism fraud scheme in the weak state, the pathetic state of Minnesota. Pathetic because of Tim Walz. All right, go to the next one for me. And wokeness video. This is an older story, but I couldn't help covering it. I couldn't help covering it. Because we had an illegal in Des Moines, Iowa, of all places. Iowa won by double digits by Donald J. Trump, which just shows you the manipulation of the left. Well, they'll say things like, we know that the states with the highest crime rates are red states. Well, they're red states with these big blue cities and that are run by Democrats. All of us, I lived in a red area my whole life, been a cop in a red area my whole life. There's no crime here. No crime here. I mean, you're like, Tom, you had to have gone. I know, I'm talking about in comparison. There's no crime. Weird out. And by the way, that's in every red area. And as soon as you put a red mayor or governor, all the crime goes away, i.e. Dade County, i.e. Miami. You don't hear about Miami crime anymore, do you? Do you ever see it in the headlines? Why is that? Oh, because there's a MAGA Republican who's the mayor now. And there hasn't been really any crime in Miami for 4 years. Isn't that weird how that all works out? But here we have a school superintendent who is an illegal with multiple gun charges, who somehow became the school board director, school board superintendent, whatever his title is, who has now been discovered and removed. Hen Wokeness video. Here he is speaking. Play for me.
Thank you, Madam President. I stand here this evening before you with immense gratification and certainly a sense of pride and humility. I am incredibly grateful for the vote of confidence that the board has shown.
So he becomes school board director. Go right to the next one for me. And Wokeness tweet this time. Here he is. This is Ian Roberts. Ian Roberts overstayed a visa. Again, the superintendent of a school board. Roberts overstayed his visa in 1999. Arrested on weapons charge in 2020. Selected DM superintendent of the school board of Des Moines. That's a big city, by the way. In 2023. Has a deportation order in 2024, so the entire time he's an illegal. How is it, and the Democrats will say that illegals don't vote in elections. Who elected this guy, and how did he ever register to run as an illegal? We never fund any illegals receiving Medicaid health care. Illegals can't vote in elections. Why is that, Democrat? Because it's illegal for them to receive Medicaid funding. It's illegal for them to vote in our elections, but yet somehow they do, and yet you continue to import them. Evaded arrest by ICE officers in 2025. Ian Andre Roberts is the man in charge of the largest public school district in the state of Iowa. What is happening? How is this real? So now he is out. Go to the next one for me. Dustin Grage video update. Des Moines Superintendent Ian Roberts' lawyer has just announced that he will be resigning. He's already resigned. Play for me.
We will today be sending a letter to the Des Moines School Board authorized by Dr. Roberts to resign his position as a superintendent of Des Moines Public Schools. That is going to go out. It's been authorized. It's not sent out. You're going to get a copy of that letter.
So Will just made the point of the night here. Why hasn't ICE already picked the guy up? They obviously know where he is. So why is he not already been picked up? Go get him, ICE. Go get him, and they will. Listen, ICE is doing a great job. Most agents working like 18 hours a day. They are doing a great job. They're just held up by a dilapidated deportation system. All right, let's go to the next one. I just want to show you some illegal accomplishments around the United States. Here we go. Lips of TikTok tweet. Illegal from Cuba. DB's Cordasso Rodriguez was just arrested for the 38th time. Why the H is he not in prison, and why is he even still in our country? Great point. Go to the next one for me, Will. Nick Sorter tweet, breaking, a federal grand jury indicted three women who stalked ICE agents to their homes, even live streaming their address. Gee, I wonder what party they belong to, Democrats. So you're not only importers of rapists and murderers, you're also stalkers of federal agents. One of the three indicted, Cynthia Regosa, 37 of Riverside, is on the run. Share her photo far and wide. The other two are Ashley Brown and Sandra Samane. Go to the next one for me, Will. Here's the bottom part of the tweet. Brown has previously been arrested for assaulting a federal officer and is being held without bond. Great. And as remember, with the last shooting at the ICE facility, the last one, because there was one right before that, what did the shooter do? The shooter went to the apps that show you where the ICE agents are, put out by people like this who are all what? Can we all guess? Registered members of the Democratic Party. Every time. The party of rapists, the party of murderers, the party of the stalkers of federal agents. That's who they are. All right, go to the next one for me. I love these videos right here because they show you Michael McCarthy, whether they're all basically from Great Britain or Ireland, but they show you the results of illegal importation of migrants from third world countries and from third world countries that are Muslim. Michael McCarthy video titled Close the Door. Play for me.
This is a great example of what's happening in Europe. Look, angry, violent, shouldn't be let in, but he wants to go in. A woman comes along. He's all nice. Please let me in. She opens the door. And he robs her. And then goes. It is a microcosm of what's happening in society. People that shouldn't be let in are allowed in. Allowed in by people who should have known better. They open the door, open the borders, they come in, and the results are what you see.
I want to show you something if I can find it here, because I'm going to dig through my crap here for just a second, see if I can find it. Because I want to show you this video if I can find it. I know it doesn't look like I'm going to be able to, but it was just something that I really wanted to show, but I'm not going to tell you what it is, because if I can't find it, then whatever. But anyway, I'll tell Aaron, see if you can find it. But anyway, so there you see it. And I want to put this out, and this is the video that I was going to show you, but I can't find it. I thought I sent it in, but I guess I didn't. But it's just, I look at so many videos, I can't remember sometimes whether I sent them in or not. One of the characteristics of being inbred is low IQ and having fits of rage. You have this guy, and you see it all over these countries that have been flooded by these third world migrants. And you just see it there. That's why our borders need to remain closed, because Donald Trump's not going to be president forever. Let's go to the next one. Another Michael McCarthy video, support remigration. Play for me.
I think this would be shocking for a lot of people. It's reported, so two men, one woman, black or mixed race, and look what they did.
Hi.
Oh.
Hi.
Oh, you started me. Oh, come here, please.
Give me that. Sit down, sit down.
Get up.
Shh, shh. Imagine this was your grandmother.
Be very quiet.
And you'll be okay. Okay.
Very quiet.
Shush.
Now, you know what this is about. You know what this is about yourselves now, so.
Start destroying the place. What is she, 80 years old? And they're doing this to her? Unbelievable. I'm gonna have to cut it now in a second. I have to cut it there because they start beating her. The reason this goes on, the reason thousands of young girls across the UK have been systematically raped and tortured, the reason there's high knife crime in London, all of it stems from demographics, demographic change. There's a famous line, demographics is destiny. People create the culture. If you're bringing in people from completely different regions, bringing them into England, you're accepting a different way of life. You have every right to decide who gets to live there and who doesn't. If you don't want things like this to happen, well then kick out the people who do it.
Where is the outrage? I mean, if you're sitting there and you are a member of the Labour Party in the UK, Where's the outrage? I mean, because that's, for all intents and purposes, their Democratic Party. That's the equivalent. Where's your outrage? Because that really shouldn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. That you have illegals raiding the home of an 80-year-old woman and just indiscriminately, for no real, it didn't even appear to be any sort of purpose, tear apart her house and then beat the living crap out of her. Where's the outrage? Well, don't you as a Labor Party member or as a Democrat, because countless Americans have had this happen to them too. Countless Americans have been raped and killed by Gavin Newsom's issuance of CDLs. So where's the outrage? I'm just very, very curious. Where's the outrage on your part that you're responsible for the violence against an elderly woman, for the death of a family of three in Florida because of a CDL issuance by Gavin Newsom to an illegal who can't speak English and can't read signs? And again, they'll say, well, he wasn't illegal. He was granted some sort of visa once he was already illegal, so the Democrats can say he wasn't illegal and allow him to vote in elections, probably. But where's the outrage? I mean, why wouldn't that doesn't motivate you? No, what it did was, what it does is, this brings me back to Keir Starmer, his biometric ID. Is Keir Starmer says, see what the problem is with all these illegals? That's why we have to now go to biometric ID, so that you have to qualify to have a job and stay here. So he's offering his totalitarian solution to the problem that he continues to the problem that he caused and has continued to take place, that he has continued to perpetuate. Why don't you just close the border and deport them instead of putting on, making people get biometric IDs to fight the ability? Because what he's saying is, we want to fight the illegals' ability to get jobs and stay here using biometric ID that now Will has to put on, Aaron has to put on, I have to put on. Again, that's like taking the guns away from law-abiding citizens to fight gun crime committed by non-law-abiding citizens. Again, I heard somebody say, do you cut off the penises of the innocent to stop rape? I mean, that's how much sense any of that makes. Again, it's just a typical leftist offering their totalitarian solutions to the problems that they themselves cause. So why are these people so violent? Here's Gavin McGinnis on Joe Rogan. Play for me.
I think a part of it was inbreeding.
This is your own theory.
No. Look at someone up. Else. Muslims has a theory? And inbreeding, major problem.
I've never heard this before.
Especially with immigrants in Britain, like the Pakistanis in London. They'll have all kinds of serious inbreeding problems because that's an even smaller sample size you're dealing with.
Strap yourself in for this. 70% of all Pakistanis are inbred. And in Turkey, the amount is between 25 to 30%. More stillbirths among immigrants. A rough estimate reveals that close to half of everybody living in the Arab world is inbred. A large percentage of the parents said, this is blowing my mind. So listen to the BBC investigation in Britain several years ago revealed that at least 55% of the Pakistani community in Britain was married to a first cousin. Holy shit. BBC's research also discovered that while British Pakistanis account for just 3.4% of all births in Britain, they accounted for 30% of all British children with recessive disorders and a higher rate of infant mortality. What in the fuck? Labour Party MP has called for a ban on first cousin marriage. Medical evidence shows that one of the negative consequences of inbreeding is a 100% increase in the risk of stillbirths. Wow. That is insane.
I also read somewhere that a lot of the symptoms of inbred people are irrational rage, fanaticism, and they end up just describing ISIS.
Look at what it says here. That with the IQ points, it says findings on intelligence. Research shows that if one's parents are cousins, intelligence goes down 10 to 16 IQ points. The risk of having an IQ lower than 70, criterion for being retarded, in quotes, are they using that word? Mm-hmm. Increases 400% among children from cousin marriages. Well, let me say that again. The risk of having an IQ lower than 70 increases 400% amongst children from cousin marriages. Jesus Christ.
And why don't we know this? Because people don't like the truth.
Islamophobia. They don't like being called Islamophobic by even discussing it. Like, we're going to be called Islamophobic for even bringing this up.
Information has to come out.
So if you want to have a retarded child, be in an inbred relationship, because that increases their chances of your children being retarded by 70%. let's look at the stats real quick. If you have an inbred marriage, it lowers IQ by an average of 10 to 16 points, which Aaron very abruptly said and correctly said, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It is a lot. Go from 100 IQ down to 84. That's a lot, ouchie, folks. That's, yeah, a boom, that's a big boo-boo on your brain. 70% of Pakistanis are inbred in Great Britain. 70%. I wonder why it is you have all these knife attacks and all that. 30% just in Turkey, in the country of Turkey, 30% of their Muslim population are inbred. Half of the Arab world is inbred. You wonder why there's so much rage? Because that's one of the characteristics of being inbred is low IQ rage. 55% of Pakistanis in Great Britain are married to their first cousin. So they're married to their brother's daughter. How's that sound? 30% of the recessive disorders in stillbirths are amongst the Pakistanis, which only represent 6% of the population. They've had to create a special government unit, a special government agency inside of the National Health Services, NHS in Great Britain, to deal with the inbred problems of Pakistanis. Keep them out. Would everybody agree? Does that not make sense to everybody? Yeah. Simply keep them out. It's not hard. All right, one more thing from the border. Patricia video. TD Bank pled guilty to laundering. So remember our earlier story from Pam Bondi, as I dig through my massive pile. I've gotten through some slides tonight, boys.
Yeah.
Which I know I can't find it. Why is it I can't find my stuff? But anyway, it's all right, Aaron. I see Aaron moving. There we go. Here it is. From MAGA Army. Man, I've been through, I did some slides tonight.
Yeah, 16.
We're rolling. Oh, man, is that it?
Yep, that's it.
It's not as good as I'd hoped. I'm sorry for the internet problems tonight. It has nothing to do with us, guys. It's Frontier locally, who they, as far as I'm concerned, can give themselves an enema tonight. But anyway, just from earlier, remember, AG Pam Bondi exposed DOJ probe that confirms Biden administration supported child sex trafficking networks funneling $7 million to a smuggler who raked in $18 million by illegally bringing kids across the U.S. border. Now you have this. TD Bank just pled guilty to laundering $675 million under the Biden administration, two cartels under the Biden administration, and other criminal organizations. The TD Bank between 2019, which does include a small part of the Trump administration, didn't, but 2019 to 2023, did not report transactions that made up the 675 million employees of the various branches, set up accounts to help launder money, while another employee in the anti-fraud department was selling customers' personal information. Play it for me.
TD Bank, which is the 10th largest bank in the United States, just pleaded guilty to laundering $671 million to the cartel and other criminal organizations. Feds claim between 2019 and 2023, the bank didn't report any of the thousands of transactions that made up this laundered $671 million. One branch in New York allowed five of their employees to open up personal accounts and then use those accounts to launder $39 million through 200,000 ATM withdrawals to South America. And if you want to ruin your own life, fine. But one POS employee, Daria Sewell, who worked in the anti-fraud department of the bank, sold the personal information of their customers. So for a small fee, she'd give you their name, address, social, whatever you want. The bank, which will pay a penalty of $3 billion, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit money laundering, which was the first in U.S. history. Check this out. One employee single-handedly laundered $12 million to South America. This is one of the transactions. The guy came in with $372,000 in cash. This is just random, but I thought it was funny. Their logo is America's Most Convenient Bank. Maybe they should change that to World's Most Convenient Bank.
And like Will said, when we loaded up the videos, you heard the word cartel. Is no wonder the Democrats don't want the speedboat cartel members blown out of existence, because Democratic Party banks are making $675 million given to them by the cartel. So no wonder they don't want the cartel members killed in the Caribbean. No wonder, there you go, because Democrats are profiting off of it. And I guarantee you a lot of this money went to where? Same thing it does inside of Mexico itself. To the party that's in control, and in America, to the Democratic Party. Not the Republican Party, the Democratic Party. Let's take a trip to Portland now, shall we? Let's go to Portland. Because according to all the officials in Portland, and according to the governor of Oregon and the mayor of Portland, they don't, I mean, just side by side for me, would you guys? when your streets already kind of look like this, you probably would need some help. Would anybody agree?
Yeah.
I mean, because, I mean, I know we've all lived in different locations. Have your streets ever looked like this? In any place you've ever looked? I'm not talking about where you fought in wars, Will. I'm just saying, like, where you lived in Virginia, where I've lived in Florida, where I've lived in Virginia. I never saw a street look like this. You? So when your street looks like this, you might need some federal assistance. You might need the National Guard. You might need a full-blown Marine Corps there when your streets already look like this. But Katie Davenport is a journalist, a legitimate one because she's in the right wing and actually reports the truth regardless of consequence. And it was somebody who I've followed for a long time, and I use a lot of her stuff. Well, she was on the streets of Portland because obviously this is a hot spot right now because they say they don't need any National Guard troops there, and Trump wants to send National Guard there to defend federal buildings who are constantly under assault, i.e. what was happening this night that we're about to look at here. Three-part little video series here. Katie Davenport video. Breaking, I just got assaulted by an Antifa agitator outside what facility? The ICE facility in Portland. Play for me. And of course, I cannot help the comment because I cannot help myself because it all ties together, right? Again, my things just went crazy on the internet here. Yeah. It's so agitating. But anyway, Aaron says just make a good recording. So yep, that's what I'm doing.
Right.
390 people that are watching, love you. But notice that in the video, what does everybody have in common in the video that's a bad guy? What do all the bad people have in common? Anybody guess? They're all wearing masks. And as Aaron pointed out, what do they all smell like as they re-breathe in their disgusting breath? So they're all wearing masks that were legitimized and legalized during COVID on purpose so that the stormtroopers for the left now can legally wear masks to cover up their identities while they commit crimes, including the brutal assault on Katie Davenport. You should see her face, which I'll show you at the end in this three-part video series here. Wait till you see her face. All right, Katie Davenport again. Video. This the suspect is attempting to escape. I am chasing her down. See, you see the person videoing her is Katie Davenport, the one who was just assaulted. Her face is like literally shark chum now. Just see it. I grabbed a Portland police officer. Get this gelding in the video. Watch the gelding in the video. Absolutely spineless little worm. I grabbed a Portland police officer, and he attempted to detain the suspect, but completely failed. He completely failed to detain a white female who weighs about 140 pounds. But it turns out that he's not even a police officer. He is what's called, I'm trying to remember, I think Cernovich covers it. Let me see here. I think he covers it in the next video, what his title is. It's like it's some kind of social worker police officer is what he is. So he doesn't even have the ability to detain her. But anyway, play it for me.
So I have this assault suspect. I have the police guy following, so we're gonna see if anything happens. Yes, JanSport backpack.
Do not touch me.
That one.
Do not touch
me.
Her.
Do not touch me. I am not.
I just said that you are.
stop.
I'm underage.
No, do not touch her.
Do not touch her. Do not touch me. I am underage.
All right, so they escape into their little tent city, and that little encampment was set up in front of the ICE facility, night and day. And you saw, we'll get the full, I think Katie Gaviscor, we got to make sure nobody talks during this video, me included, because I got to get the name of what this, the title of this officer. You saw a liaison officer, fully armed, does nothing. That's a, that is a suspect in a felony battery. The cop stands there and does nothing, but make sure he got his lapel. He calls in something on his lapel mic. Does absolutely nothing. Imagine. Can anybody imagine being part of a city where you have a victim who's go side by side, guys, real quick, whose face looks like that. That's Katie Vav. That's her face. Whose face looks like this. Now that's not. Notice how Jesse Waters' face is perfect, and her face looks like she's wearing a Halloween mask. That's from being hit in the face with a flagpole. And imagine what it looked like the night of, because this is several days after. And I saw her even between this. I mean, gruesome. And you are a police officer, and the victim, Katie Davascor, comes up to you and says, that is who hit me in the face with a flagpole? And you sit there and do nothing but call in something on your lapel mic. And by the way, it's not, he didn't get their ID. He didn't get a driver's license. He didn't get an ID. He didn't get a tag. They're both wearing masks. And they disappear into the Antifa encampment in front of ICE, so they're never going to be found. So that cop did nothing. He should have held on to the suspect. But he can't, because he's a, I'm a liaison officer. I really don't have the ability to make physical arrests. Cernovich video, Portland police allowed an Antifa thug to use a deadly weapon to attack a female reporter. Play for me.
Portland police say they're investigating. I guess you had spoken to a dialogue officer. I don't even know what that means, but he did nothing. So I don't even know what he's there for. Does it kind of feel like Portland officials, I can't believe I'm even saying this, but have formed some sort of alliance with Antifa?
Oh, absolutely. I would consider them Antifa at this point. Why not? So their whole agenda is to get ICE out of Portland. So they're trying to shield the public from what's going on down on the ground. But I have 4 months worth of video footage showing warlike scenes happening here. And none of that footage is from 2020. But then you have Portland Police Chief Bob Day saying, oh, the videos that you guys are seeing are from 5 years ago. They're absolutely not. We have the evidence to back it up. And how dare he do that? I'm a journalist. I don't really have, I don't really say this often, but Portland Police Chief Bob Day, you need to resign. You need to resign immediately and now, because you are a horrible leader and it's time for you to go.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he's taking this whole thing very seriously. And my God, stay safe. You're a very, very brave young reporter. You got to protect yourself. These people look very dangerous. And I'm glad.
All right, so there we go. And she's absolutely right. Okay, I only have two comments, and I'm going to go back to front. Bob Day is the police chief of Portland, and he has these officers who come up and do absolutely nothing. And by the way, he's just a bought and paid for Democratic Party gelding who says whatever the mayor wants him to say and whatever the governor wants him to say. And if you've ever seen the governor, she is a bull freaking dyke lesbian, of course. And both of them claim that they don't need the National Guard inside of Portland, where they most clearly do. Absolutely clearly do, because you can just commit crimes wantonly in the city of Portland and simply walk away while a, quote, dialogue officer can't even detain you. Can you imagine being such a penisless, ballless, effeminate man that you even create a position called a dialogue officer? How gay can you be? And yes, Aaron, I want to use the gay F word,
yeah,
but I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I mean, can you imagine that? I will never get it. I will never get being an effeminate man. I will not get it. All right, that's good for tonight. Let's go. Rumble Rants tonight. Thank you guys again for all. We're having all these tech problems. It's all from Frontier, and it's their issue, so whatever. And I want to rant on it. All right, so I'm not going to. Jules, 21 hours, $20. Thank you so much. Lita Bonita, $20. Thank you so much. Nate Dad One, $20. Thank you so much. Sexy Pony, $5. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate each and every one of you. Stick around for the post game. Back here tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. God bless you.